It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us this evening, the one and only Don Jameson. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, Jacket. Alive and well, and hope you are too.
Definitely alive and pretty okay. Considering.
We're keeping it positive.
Trying. Keeping it positive. So Don Jameson's latest comedy album is called Denim and Laughter, and it's out now. And comedy and rock and roll really became reacclimated with your success on That Metal Show. What changed most about your audience and your act once comedy started being branded as metal?
Wow, yeah. So it took a little while, but yeah, you started to see more like, you know, camo shorts and Slayer t-shirts and dudes with long hair and bullet belts and things like that creeping into the audience, along with the khakis and the blue button-ups and stuff. So yeah, it brought definitely more of what I call my people to the shows, which is cool. And yeah, it's always been a good mix, I think, the rock and the comedy. It was, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, and then it was so not cool for probably 20, 25 years. So, you know, glad to be hopefully a little part of bringing it back.
Comedian Don Jameson with us on the show this week. It's Full Metal Jacket. Again, his latest comedy album, Denim and Laughter, is out now. So Don's going to be hanging out with us this evening. Right now, a new tune from Hatebreed, When the Blade Drops. It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us this week. Comedian and former That Metal Show host, Don Jameson. We're talking about his latest comedy album, Denim and Leather. And with the title of this album, it's obviously a play on the classic Saxon album. Other than titles, in what ways have the dynamics of classic metal records informed your own albums?
Wow, I think, you know, besides having influences, you know, by other comedians, you know, George Carlin and Cheech and Chong and Andrew Dice Clay and, you know, guys like that, a lot of my comedic influences are rock guys. I mean, some of the funniest people in the world are rock musicians. You know, if you ever seen an interview with Alice Cooper, always has a killer story, you know, about Elvis Presley pulling a gun on him or whatever, you know, and he never tells the same story twice. He always has a killer punchline. And I used to say he was like the Bill Cosby of metal, but that's probably not a good comparison anymore, but just, you know, great storyteller. You got David Lee Roth, who's like the Robin Williams of rock music. You know, he just goes off on these crazy stream of consciousness tangents where you don't even know what he's saying half the time, but you just find yourself laughing. So it was really a lot of rock guys who influenced me comedically. You know, Pete Steele from Typo Negative, just, you know, very dry one-liners, very self-deprecating. So I always found the humor there. You know, as well as obviously them being, you know, mega rock stars in my eyes.
Don Jameson with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. It's Full Metal Jacket. Comedian and former That Metal Show host Don Jameson is my guest on the show this evening. And Don, you built a career both on stage yourself and behind the scenes writing for other people. How did writing for other comedians empower your own act?
Well, the good thing is right now, because there are no more gigs to be done until we get through this virus stuff. But so it strengthened really my writing skills to where, you know, people, I just got a call today from somebody who wants me to write for a new series. So it's been good because it keeps the income flowing when the gigs are drying up. And then in terms of just my act, you know, really forces you to sit down and, you know, churn out a big amount of material with a deadline. Because, you know, I tend to, when I'm just writing for myself, it's just sort of wait for like the napkins and the scraps of paper to reach a certain height. And then I go, yeah, all right, should probably do something with this mess.
Don Jameson with us. His latest comedy album, Denim and Laughter, is out now. It's Full Metal Jacket. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. Also music from Pantera, Lamb of God, and more with Don. Full Metal Jackie, Don Jameson with us on the show this evening. And Don, some people listen to music when they create. Stephen King, for example, will put on AC/DC and Metallica. What bands fuel your creativity while working on new material?
Well, you know, I usually try to write actually when it's quiet. So that's probably not a great question for me. But, you know, if I really need something to kick me in the balls, you know, Motorhead, you can never go wrong with. I like to put on some Thin Lizzy now and again. You know, Phil's poeticism in his lyrics are very inspiring. You know, Bon Scott's era AC/DC. You know, Bon always had such a great turn of a phrase and a way with putting words together. So if I have music on, it'd be stuff like that.
Heavy metal comedian Don Jameson with us, talking about his latest comedy record, Denim and Laughter. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, we're going to check out a new tune from Nightwish, and we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Full Metal Jackie, Don Jameson with us tonight. Again, his latest comedy album, Denim and Laughter, is out now. And you often tour as the opening act for hard rock and metal bands. What was your biggest lesson about maintaining professionalism in the company of your musical heroes?
I'm usually the most professional one on the tour bus, so I think they're learning from me. You know, I think it's, you know, really respecting, you know, the musicians, their space, and you know, I'm in their home when I'm on the tour bus. So, you know, you very quickly kind of, you know, besides learning the rules that apply to every bus, you know, no crapping on the bus, things like this, you know, those things, they're standard issue. But you know, if I go out with Pop Evil, you know, they have a different sort of way of living on the bus than Zach Wilde does. You know, you know, they shower more, Zach doesn't. We know this. So, you know, you can just kind of find the rhythm of who you're out with. And I think, you know, everybody I've gone out with, I've been a fan of. So, and I kind of known a bit. So it's been a pretty easy adjustment. And it's just super fun because as a comedian, we don't have that brotherhood of being in a band and going city to city. And yeah, all right, tomorrow we, you know, we kick Milwaukee's ass. So I kind of get all that, but without any of the sort of drama of actually being in a band.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Don Jameson with us. Pick up his latest comedy record, Denim and Laughter. Don, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for supporting. Really appreciate it. And yeah, it's out on Metal Blade, so pick it up.
And stick around because we've got more metal on the way.